I'm Ulrik Juul Christensen, and I'm here with my co-author, Tony Wagner. We're so excited to talk about our book, Mastery, Why Deeper Learning is Essential in an Age of Distraction. This isn't just another book about education reform. It's a call to action to completely redesign our learning systems from the ground up. In a world where AI can deliver information faster and more accurately than any human, we argue that what matters most are the uniquely human skills of critical thinking, collaboration, creativity, communication, and character. We present a compelling case for replacing our outdated, time-based education model with a mastery-based approach. We've distilled our powerful message into 5 key takeaways that we believe are essential for anyone who cares about the future of learning. The first big idea for mastery is that the core purpose of education should be to develop the skills of mind and heart necessary for productive work, active citizenship, and personal health and well-being. We make the case that our current education system is far too focused on information retention and recall, things that AI can do far better than any human being, and failing to develop our uniquely human skills. The world simply no longer cares about how much students know. What matters far more is what they can do with what they know. We share a story about a woman named Monique Little, who did everything society told her to do to succeed. She worked hard in high school, she earned a bachelor's degree from a good college, and yet she was stuck in a series of dead-end, low-wage jobs because she lacked marketable skills. In fact, as we note, 45% of recent college graduates are underemployed, working in jobs that don't even require a bachelor's degree. Monique told us that she had come to see her degrees as no more than a certificate of attendance. She told us she had learned far more technical and people skills in 10 weeks at a nonprofit training program called Prescolas than in all of her years of schooling, which is what enabled her to land a great new job as an internet threat analyst for a startup.
Our second big idea is that to fix this problem, we must abandon the traditional model of learning that measures learning by units of time. We argue that progress should be based on clear evidence of mastery, not arbitrary measures like Carnegie units or credit hours or seat time served. We delve into the history of how we got here, explaining that the Carnegie unit, which defines a course as 120 hours of seat time, was established more than a century ago. This system, along with its reliance on multiple choice tests, is fundamentally flawed. It leaves many students behind who simply need more time to master a subject or, more importantly, a skill. We offer an inspiring alternative, performance assessments. We describe how schools in Allen County, Kentucky, and in many other places in that state and elsewhere, are holding defenses of learning where students at the end of middle school, elementary school, and high school publicly present and defend their work to community members. This shifts the focus from passive memorization to the active demonstration of skill and understanding. This kind of authentic public assessment not only motivates students, but also gives the community a clear face-to-face sense of what their students can do, a different kind of accountability. Our third idea is that to truly motivate students to achieve mastery, we must tap into their intrinsic interests and passions, building on what most interests them. Rote learning and external rewards and punishments like grades are simply not enough and lead to increasing levels of student disengagement and anxiety in schools. We provide a fantastic example from a program called the Center for Advanced Professional Studies, or CAPS. A student named Antonio Linhart entered the program interested in game design. CAPS didn't force him down a predefined path, though. Instead, it helped him apply his passion to real-world projects, including a client project, a community outreach project, and a personal passion project. This process of connecting his interest to meaningful, hands-on work sparked his curiosity and led him to discover new career paths in computer science that he didn't know existed. We also saw this idea in practice at Redbridge School, where a group of young girls interested in fashion design created clothing designs based on their own curiosity about roly-poly bugs. This kind of learning is foundational to creativity and mastery of skills.
The fourth big idea is that a personalized approach is essential in mastery-based learning. We emphasize that nearly everyone can achieve high levels of mastery, but not everyone learns at the same pace. We bring this idea to life with a powerful story from the world of adult learning, specifically from the Danish Road Safety Certification Organization, called VJEU. This program trains a diverse group of workers, from civil engineers with advanced degrees to laborers who didn't finish high school, all of whom must pass the same proficiency-based certification exam. Instead of a one-size-fits-all class, they developed a personalized computer-based learning system that allows individuals to progress at their own speed. The program proved that all learners could achieve the required mastery, even though the slowest learners might need 10 times as long as the fastest. The lesson here is clear. True education is not a race. It's about providing the time and support necessary for every individual to reach a defined standard of competence.
Our final big idea is that this new model of learning requires a radical transformation of the role of educators, from mere sources of information to a source of inspiration. Teachers must become performance coaches, guides, and mentors who know and support their students. We highlight the example of teacher preparation in Finland, a country whose education system is often praised globally. There, aspiring teachers enter a master's degree program where they spend a full year with a master teacher and a team of peers. They regularly observe each other's classes, debrief on their practice, and collaboratively refine their lesson plans. This model, rooted in collaboration and continuous feedback, transforms teaching from an isolated profession into a community of practice dedicated to continuous improvement. This systemic, mastery-based approach to teacher training is what has enabled Finland to consistently achieve excellent and equitable education outcomes. It's a stark contrast to the conventional conference-observe-conference model that we say is still common in most teacher preparation programs today. Thanks for listening. We hope you enjoy the book.